The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. Hello, and welcome to the Sound Verdict podcast, where I listen to your favorite song of all time, break it down, rate it, and see if it's worthy to be in my playlist. I'm your host, Rogelio Cortez. In today's episode, we're going to take a look at three different favorite songs. Two of them are pop songs, and one song is from a movie. Let's get into the interviews. Who am I here with today?
You are here with Danish.
So, Danish, what is your favorite song of all time and why?
Favorite song of all time has to be Paranoid by the Jonas Brothers. There's a lot of sentimental value for that song in multiple ways. The first way is kind of like, it's the first ever CD. That whole album, Lines, Vines, and Trying Times, was the first CD that I bought with my sister. And we listened to that CD probably like my entire childhood. And that was also their last full album that they released before they broke up and then before they got back together 10 years later. But enough about that. And another sentimental value that I hold to that song is the fact that it's also my girlfriend's favorite song off that album. And that was one of the first things that we talked about. And we shared that memory together. So, yeah, Paranoid by the Jonas Brothers.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Hey, guys, I'm back. I just listened to the song Paranoid by the Jonas Brothers. And before I give you my kind of breakdown analysis and what I think of it, I just want to say I really like, you know, Donish's reasoning as to why this is his favorite song. I think it's very beautiful that this song holds like a special place in his heart. You know, it being from the album that he got like a CD from in his childhood, the first CD that he got, and then listening to that with his sister, having like fond memories of that. I think that's really beautiful. And then also sharing, you know, a love for the Jonas Brothers with his girlfriend with this like song in this album. I think that's really beautiful. And yeah. So now let's get into my thoughts and the breakdown. So, you know, I thought it was a pretty good song, honestly. You know, in terms of instrumental, it is quite simple given that it is a pop song. But some things that did stand out to me were that I like the change in the hi-hat pattern from like quarter notes in the verses that were hitting like on the and of the beats, so like one and two and three and four and then in the chorus it turned into 16th notes, which I liked that change. You know, it was kind of like a subtle change, but you know, I like that they did that just so that, you know, the drum beat didn't feel too repetitive. And you know, another thing that stood out to me was the like little sparkle sound in the line right before the chorus. I'm not sure exactly what instrument it is that kind of like makes that sound, but I thought that that was just a really like nice sound to hear. And also in the chorus, I liked how there was like two guitars, which gave like the chorus more depth. And another thing that stood out to me was in the bridge when Nick Jonas was singing, he had like some growl to his tone, to the tone of his voice, which honestly I thought really sounded really good and added like more emotion to, you know, the bridge and what he was talking about. So I want to also go over the lyrics as well and break that down a bit. So from my interpretation, you know, I feel like the lyrics are pretty straightforward and they're talking about like something in their life that is making them feel paranoid, out of place, and I guess a little crazy. And you know, some of the lyrics say that they're caught in a nightmare, they don't know how to act, and honestly they're really going through it in this song. But one thing I did like about the lyrics is that if I was to read the lyrics like it was a story, there isn't necessarily like a chronological order, like beginning, middle, and end. And it seems like they're having jumbled thoughts, which I think was a nice touch because it adds to the idea that they are feeling like paranoid and they're going crazy. And, you know, another thing I do want to mention is that they were in their Disney era during this time. So it does make sense that, you know, it is like a more poppy, more catchier tune. And I find it interesting that this song does have lyrics that talks about like taking meds and, you know, going to the doctor and not trusting women, which I feel like it was a little bit of a taboo topic back then when this was released. Overall, I'm going to have to say I rate this song around like a 7.24 out of 10. The instrumental was a bit basic, but I mean, that is to be expected because it is a pop song. But I did enjoy the lyrics a lot. You know, it is a good song overall, but I don't think I see myself listening to this on a daily basis. So I'm have to say it is a no for me, and it is not going on my playlist, unfortunately. All right, let's move on to the next interview. Who am I here with today?
Hi, I'm Shay.
So Shay, what is your favorite song of all time and why?
So my favorite song of all time is actually a very new song. It's Birds with a Feather by Billie Eilish. And the reason why it's my favorite song is because it's such a positive, fun, sentimental song that I feel like most people can relate to if they're thinking about a friend, a family, or even a partner. And I think it just expresses such a loving sentiment that you have for another person and how it basically feels like you'd do anything for them.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much. Hey guys, I'm back, and I have just listened to the song Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish. This is Shay's favorite song. And I mean, yeah, this is a really beautiful song. And honestly, after listening to this, it feels like I'm floating. You know, it's such a like beautiful and, you know, sentimental song, like Shay did say. But yeah, I have heard the song before. It is a really, really popular song. But this time around, I wanted to listen really deeply to the song and try to catch things that I may have not heard in past listens. So yeah, let's get right into it. So like in terms of instrumental, I love the dynamics of the hi-hat and how some hits are like not different, but louder than others. And I know this is like the second time I'm talking about hi-hats and like drums, and maybe it's because I'm a drummer, but yeah, the way that it was laid out, honestly, I feel like it was quite unique in comparison to other pop songs. And I can appreciate a drum beat that's like, that isn't necessarily like predictable and is like different from other songs. And also like, I love that the drum beat is still like, it's still like simple, but it doesn't overpower other aspects of the song, yet it's still like quite dynamic in a sense. And you know, in addition to that, in the instruments, while we're talking about instrumental, I do love the guitar in the chorus. I think it adds a lot of depth to the song, and it's just like, just sounds beautiful. And also, I love the use of like reverb in her voice and whatever vocal effects they're using. You know, I feel like it adds a lot of depth and really gives more emotion to her voice. And it makes you feel like I said, it makes you feel like you're floating. It gives like so much emotions to the listener. And yeah, and speaking of emotion, in the second half of the chorus, you can really feel that emotion from her voice. It makes you feel, you know, emotional, and it makes you feel the emotions that she's feeling. The reverb and the emotion in her voice, the tone of her voice is coupled with like the beautiful lyrics of the song. Another thing in terms of like instrumental and like vocal effects and whatnot that I want to point out is I like the effect on her voice at the part where it says like you're so full of shit, because you know, I'm gonna get into this more later, but when I talk about the lyrics, but it makes it kind of like indicative that these lyrics, like the you're so full of shit line, it's the person that she's talking about, like responding to the things that, you know, she's saying about them, like saying all these nice things about them, like it's kind of like the person responding saying like, oh, I don't believe that, you know. And it has like this kind of effect where it makes it kind of obvious that that person is like answering back to her. And I really like that addition to the song. But yeah, so let's talk about the lyrics. So, you know, the lyrics are very loving. Like, she's clearly talking about someone that she holds very dear to her heart. And, you know, as Shay did mention, this is something that everyone can kind of relate to, and I can relate to that as well. I feel like we all have that one person that we can kind of think of when we listen to this kind of song. But yeah, like, in terms of lyrics, you know, the opening part is kind of playing with the idea that, you know, of like, till death does us apart. She's talking about like, he's gonna carry her to her grave, and like how soulmates are buried together. Like, the specific lyric is, I want you to stay till I'm in the grave, till I rot away dead and buried, till I'm in the casket you carry. I think that's such a great line, and really speaks to like the idea of like, till death does us apart. Another lyric that I did like, that I want to speak about, is like, can't change the weather. You know, the interpretation that I'm getting is, it's kind of like, love is in the air, and like, I can't change the way I feel about you. So yeah, I'm gonna go to the second verse now. So yeah, in the second verse, like I was saying before, like, talking about the you're so full of shit line, yeah, that line is in the second verse. And this second verse is kind of essentially her telling the person that she's talking about, like, she wishes that they would see themselves how she sees them. And and you know, it's kind of like a conversation between them. And the you're so full of shit, like I said before, is like a response to her saying all of these like nice things about him, because he's just like, oh, I don't believe that, you know what I mean. But yeah, I really like this, the second verse. I think it's very I think it's very clever, writing it as if it's like a conversation between the two people, between like Billy and whoever she's talking about. But yeah, I think like, people might think that they're like fighting based on the lyrics because of the you're so full of shit line, but you know, it is actually like more so from my interpretation, like a conversation between like Billy and whoever she's talking about, whoever the song is dedicated to. And yeah, like, she's talking about, you know, point of view in the context that she's speaking. She's talking about like her point of view about him, but she's also showing his point of view on like how he sees, I guess, like how he's responding to like the things that she's saying about him. But yeah, like, overall, this is such a beautiful song. You know, I feel like, as I said before, this is really a song that a lot of people can kind of relate to. And, you know, I'm sure we all have that one person in our life that we can kind of like think about when we play this song. But overall, I would say that, yeah, this is a great song. I'm going to rate this like a, honestly, before I would have rated this lower, but now after listening to it, kind of breaking down the lyrics and like really giving it like a deep listen, I'm gonna rate this like a 9.65 out of 10. And yeah, this song is definitely going in my playlist, and it already is in my playlist. So yeah, that was Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish. Let's go to the next song. Alright, let's move on to the next interview. Who am I here with today?
My name's Yunus.
So Yunus, what is your favorite song of all time and why?
My favorite song, it's called Kiss the Ring from the composer Hans Zimmer. It was in one of my favorite movies of all time. It came out earlier this year called Dune Part 2. And ever since watching the movie, I've had that song on repeat forever. It's just, it resonates with me in a way that no other song has been able to. And yeah, that's it.
Thank you so much for your time.
No worries.
Hey guys, I'm back. And I just listened to Kiss the Ring by Hans Zimmer. This is Eunice's favorite song, and it comes from the movie Dune 2. It's a part of the score for that movie, and yeah, his reasoning was it deeply resonated with him. And yeah, I'm gonna get into the review right now. So in terms of like instrumentation, there's a lot of like, you know, woodwind instruments, strings, and like percussive instruments being used. And in particular, one that stood out to me was like an instrument in the background. I can't really pinpoint what it is exactly, but it gives like the song such a desert feel, almost sounding like sand or like snake in sand. I don't know if that was like practical sound effects or if it was like through actual instruments, but regardless, I think it adds so much to support like the experience of the movie, because like the location of the movie in that specific, like in the whole movie, the location that they're in is in the desert, and having sounds like that honestly provides like such an auditory experience that almost like puts you in the location of the movie. And like even if you weren't watching the movie and you were just listening to the score, I feel like you can just easily put yourself in that world. And I think that the addition of that adds so much to the song, and just it adds so much to the movie as well. Additionally, there is also another instrument that I really like. It is a string instrument that plays like near the middle of the song. It almost sounds like a voice, and I think that is like really cool. And like when this instrument does play, it's near the moment when the song starts to get louder and louder, and like other instruments come in. It's kind of like a climax of the song, and it indicates like that like change is happening. And like speaking of change, I feel like that's like such an important kind of theme like of this track, because I feel like this song is really trying to portray like change, and honestly the instrumentation does really support that, and it does sound like it is signifying change. And I was thinking this even before I watched like the scene that it was a part of, and you know, watching the scene that this song is a part of really supports this, you know, song better and supports that idea of change even better. So the fact that they were able to do that with just the song, with just the instrumentation itself, was just great. But yeah, like to give some like a little bit of context, this song plays in the part of like Dune 2, like near the end, where like a huge change is happening. Like spoiler alert, and like the Great Houses are like kind of essentially gonna be like controlled by Paul Atreides, who is like the main character of the movie. And yeah, like as I was saying, like that instrument that I was talking about, that kind of sounds like a voice, and like when it plays near the climax of where I believe is like the climax of the song, that indicates the change. That's where like Paul Atreides, that part plays right after like Paul Atreides says like lead them to paradise, like when he like kind of like declares war on the other houses. And yeah, and another thing that I want to like touch on is like this title of the song, Kiss the Ring. Kissing the ring, like the act of kissing someone's ring, is kind of like a sign of respect and obedience. And it's kind of like, I guess like in this context, it could also be kind of like transferring power over to someone. And yeah, like I love like the title of the song, obviously. Like I think it is like the perfect title for like the instrumental, as it like has this feeling of like change, like as I said, but also obviously in the movie, I'm pretty sure one of the leaders of like the other Grey Houses actually does kiss the ring of Paul Atreides, so like there is like literal meaning to that as well. But yeah, overall, I think this was honestly like a very good song. Very good score for the song, for the movie. I do remember, you know, watching the movie and kind of like hearing this song play through this like sequence of that part of the movie near the end. And it really did, you know, listening to it now, just like the track itself, you know, you really hear how beautiful like the song is, how beautiful like the instrumentation is, all of the different instruments. And, you know, looking at the scene that it's a part of, you realize how, I guess, helpful like score can be to like support a movie's like message and like the story of a movie. But yeah, overall, I do actually like just purely seeing the song as like a score, I think this is honestly a really good song. It's a beautiful score for the movie Dune Part 2. I'm gonna have to rate this like honestly an 8.35, and I personally wouldn't have it in my playlist, but I do appreciate that the like musicality of the song and how it supports, you know, the story of like Dune Part 2, and in specific that sequence at the end of the movie. But yeah, I enjoyed the song, and I see how it deeply resonates with Eunice. So yeah.
So we've had three very solid songs to listen to today. We've had Paranoid by the Jonas Brothers, a really catchy, good pop song. Instrumental was a little plain, but you know, it is a pop song. I think the thing that stood out to me the most was the lyrics, and that was a great song. Birds of a Feather, I think this was the favorite of this episode. You know, another pop song, but honestly, like, such a beautiful song. The lyrics, I think, were the strongest part of the song, but, you know, the instrumental was so well done as well. And how, like, the two aspects of the song worked hand in hand. And lastly, we had Kiss the Ring by Hans Zimmer, a very beautiful music score song for Dune Part 2. I think it added so much to, you know, the scene that the song was in, and kind of supporting the, you know, the theme of change in that particular scene. I think, you know, the composer did such a good job in that sense. But yeah, I think in today's episode, my favorite was Birds of a Feather. And yeah, that is the song that will be going into my playlist. Thank you guys so much for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode in 2 weeks. You are listening to The Sound Verdict. This is Rogelio Cortez signing out.